everyone. Welcome back to The Good PM Life. I'm your host, Sandy Lawler, and I am so glad you're here today. And I'm so glad because this episode is one that's really close to my heart. So today, we're going to dive into a transformation that so many project managers go through, or they maybe need to go through. And this is the shift from task manager to true leader. Look, let's be real. Many of us started in project management thinking it was all about timelines and checklists and Jira boards and Microsoft Project. And I mean, don't get me wrong, those things do matter, but they're not the reason your project succeeds or fails. Do you know what the real difference maker is? It's leadership. So if you're feeling stuck in the admin lane, or maybe you're even wondering how to lead with more influence or confidence, this episode is exactly for you. So let's get started. So early in my career, I was the checklist queen. Everything was color-coded, every update tracked, every meeting time down to the minute. If you know anything about me, you know I have a love of paper planners. I love checklists. They give me a sense of accomplishment. Can you relate? But even with everything looking perfect on paper, projects would still kind of stall, and my teams would get frustrated. Stakeholders would lose trust, and I really couldn't figure out why. I mean, I had everything organized. But then I realized I was actually managing the what, but I was completely missing the who and the why. So what I was doing is I was managing tasks, but I wasn't leading people. And that's the trap. You can do everything right and still feel like the wheels are falling off, because leadership isn't about control. It's about connection. Leadership for project managers isn't really just about job titles or even about direct reports. It's actually how you show up and what you create for your team. Remember, I've told you in the past that you are the tone for the project team? Well, kind of what goes along with it is that you're the anchor in chaos. You're what we call the translator in confusion, the calm in crisis. So I had actually had worked once with a junior project manager, and they had asked me, how do I get my team to respect me? Well, I told her, you don't get respect. You give it first. You model it. You listen. You lead. And this probably goes along with any other areas of your life. You don't just get respect. You earn it. So that's really when it clicked. People actually don't follow the person with the nicest spreadsheet or the nicest color-coded plan. They actually follow the person who has their back. So today I really want to give you 5 different ways that you can shift from a task manager to a leader. So these 5 shifts actually helped me and countless project managers I've mentored to go from a task chaser to a team leader. So what are the 5 different ways? The first thing you need to do is you need to own the mission, not just the plan. So, you know, most task managers are focused on what needs to get done, what things can I check off, but leaders actually zoom out and ask, why are we even doing this? I was once on a really dull internal compliance project, and if you've ever had to deal with audit or internal compliance, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's really all about zero excitement. But what I did is I reframed it for the team. I said, what we're doing is saving our colleagues from hours of double entry and compliance headaches. And suddenly, the project actually became a project for people, not just for paperwork. So I'd love to give you a piece of advice when you run into a project like this that seemingly seems so boring. I would recommend that at the start of every major meeting, or even maybe a phase, I want you to remind the team of the mission. And this is something that you decide as a team in the very beginning of the project. But so I want you to remind the team of the mission. It could be something as simple as, this helps our sales team get quotes to customers 3 times faster. That can really ignite purpose. So I really recommend that you do that. You remind the team often about why we're doing the project. All right, let's move on to my next way that you can shift from a task manager to a leader. I want you to work on being the emotional barometer, if you will. So the energy that you bring is so contagious. When you're frazzled, your team feels it. When you're calm, they take a breath too. Remember, I've always given you the example about a flight attendant during turbulence? Well, it's the same way. If you're looking at the flight attendant and there's turbulence and they're not freaking out, then you don't need to freak out. It's kind of the same concept with a project manager. When the team is looking to you and if you're freaking out, then they're freaking out. Many years ago, we had a major go live, but the problem was we had bugs everywhere. The team was absolutely spiraling. And because I'm the barometer, I had to take a moment. So what I did is I took that time, I paused the call, and I just calmly laid out a triage plan. Later, someone actually told me, "Your calm is what helped me think clearly." So before key meetings, I want you to ask yourself, what emotional tone do I want to set? Your mood is actually part of that toolkit. All right, next way to shift is I want you to stop being the middleman. I want you to stop being the middleman, and I want you to start being the bridge. Leaders don't actually just pass along information. They add clarity and context. A stakeholder once said to me, "Make it feel more modern." I could have just passed that vague request on to the designers. But instead, I actually asked for examples. So it turns out modern to them meant flat UI, no gradients, and a mobile-first design. That clarity saved weeks of work because we have our own interpretation of things. So instead of being the middleman or the connection or communication point, start actually being the bridge. Get some clarity from what the stakeholder wants, and then you can adequately and appropriately communicate that to your team. So when you're relaying a message, I want you to ask, do I truly understand what this means? Have I translated it for my audience? I want you to be the interpreter, not just the messenger. All right, let's move on to the fourth tip. What I want you to do for the shift is I want you to delegate for growth and not just relief. So typically, task managers, they just delegate to lighten their load. They have a lot on their plate and they just move things off their plate to someone else's plate so that they can make their life easier, or they just have an overflowing plate. Well, leaders are a little different. Leaders actually delegate to lift others up. Leaders are coaches. They're mentors. So I had an analyst who wanted more responsibility. So instead of giving her a report, I actually had her run a risk workshop, but with me as her wingwoman. I'm always there for support. That's a leader. So she did all the work. She prepped, she facilitated, and she followed up. And you know what? She grew fast. And the good news was is that my plate got a little lighter too. So when you delegate, I don't want you to just think, who can do this? I want you to start thinking about things like, who can learn from this? That is exactly how you build your bench. All right, we've finally gotten to our last and final point. So the fifth way to shift that mindset from task manager to a leader is I want you to create space for candor. So if people don't really feel safe to speak up, you're never going to hear the truth until it's actually too late. So let me give you a good example about this. So in a retrospective or a lessons learned session, I typically start by sharing one of my own missteps. It actually opens the floodgates because once you show vulnerability to people, people are much more likely to open up themselves. So teammates said, "I didn't feel like I could ask for help, and that process didn't work for me." We actually got so much more value out of that 30-minute conversation than 2 weeks of task tracking. So in the future, I want you to ask your team open-ended questions like, what was frustrating about this sprint? Or what do you wish that we actually did differently? You take this information and then you apply it to the next sprint or the next project. And then once you hear from your team, the next thing I want you to do is I just want you to listen. People want to be heard. People want to feel like they're a part of a team. And if you're always the one doing all the talking, they're never going to speak up. So I want you to take the time and I want you to listen. Okay, so I want to leave you with this. I want you to know that project leadership is invisible when it's done well. You're not always going to get credit for what you prevented. And you're not going to always be praised for de-escalating a conflict. But you know what? Your team feels it. And your projects run smoother because of it. Leadership isn't just some big announcement. It's what I call quiet consistency. So the next time you feel like you're just managing tasks, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what kind of space am I creating for my team? Thanks so much, you guys, for hanging out with me today. I want to ask that if this episode really spoke to you, would you just take 30 seconds to share it with a fellow project manager or maybe even leave a review? That really does help more people find the Good PM Life. And I'd really love to hear from you. I'd really love to know, like, what leadership shift are you working on right now? Tag me on LinkedIn or send me a message. So until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.